Let's do it. It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yeah.
Here's the good news.
Welcome to a midweek installment of Not Necessarily the News.
Not necessarily the news.
As we present what we have perused for you. We welcome our Hank Facebook Livers. Hey, y'all.
Let's start right out. Yeah. Hey, what happened?
Well, Dolly's sister got us all in a tizzy yesterday. Dolly's younger sister, Dolly Parton's younger sister, Frida, had posted on social media on her site an emotional message saying, "Last night I was up all night praying for my sister Dolly," Frida wrote. Many of you know she hasn't been feeling her best lately. Of course, a couple of weeks ago, Dolly announced she'd be postponing her upcoming Las Vegas residency and going through a, quote, couple of procedures. But Frida said, "I truly believe in the power of prayer, and I've been led to ask all the world loves her, Dolly, to be prayer warriors and pray with me." We were like, what? What's going on here?
No.
Frida.
You can't break her, no.
Nothing. Yeah.
Uh-uh.
So that was early afternoon yesterday. And then last night, Frida went back to social media because we were all freaking out. And evidently got back to her and she says, quote, "I didn't mean to scare anyone or make it sound so serious. Dolly's been a little under the weather and I just simply asked for prayers because I believe so strongly in the power of prayer." She said it was nothing more than a little sister asking for prayers for her big sister, saying that she thanks everybody for those and that, quote, "Dolly going to be just fine." Okay. All right. We continue. And all is right with the, well, no, not much is not right with the world. But Dolly's fine.
No
Dolly's
Dolly
fine.
Watch.
Dolly's good. Dolly's good. We're fine.
I mean, I'll take prayers for my older sisters.
Sure.
They need some attitude adjustment.
Oh, you know.
John Cena, one of the most successful men in the history of the WWE, and spilling all his secrets to success. Says he keeps his hair tight and bright.
Yeah.
Because there's less to grab when he's in the ring. And he admits it's a $6 fade.
Yeah,
this
man.
Is also the reason the guys shave their body and oil up for going for the gusto.
"Now you can be as judgmental as you want, but when you're in the thick of it and someone is trying to break you in half, you want to have every single advantage you can.
Yeah.
I have found an advantage in 90s fashion, and I don't use oil, but I do manscape from the eyebrows down.
Yeah.
I wear jean shorts just because people are scared by the very presence of a grown man wearing something from the 90s.
Is that why you're so intimidating? It's the jorts?
That and my aura.
Your aura.
Hi, JB.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How are you, JB?
That's how I get by in life.
Command respect.
Mm-hmm. Thug life, y'all.
Yo.
Thug life. Also needing prayers, Kojo, Cody Johnson, cancels all of his remaining 2025 tour dates. This as of yesterday, as the news came out that he burst his eardrum.
Ow.
So, yeah, he won't be immediate surgery for it. It's going to be fine, but his next scheduled date is now, not until Valentine's Day in Louisville, Kentucky of next year. So, Kojo, he's a tough dude, obviously, rodeoer and the like and stuff. In fact, he's probably going to do some of that while he's recuperating, but can you imagine trying to sing on stage with a broken eardrum?
Or riding a bull.
That hurts.
Man, that hurts.
So, our best to Kojo on that one.
You know, Californians aren't just moving to Texas. Sorry, folks. They're headed to England, too.
Hello.
Tom Cruise apparently ticking off the locals in the quiet English countryside as he's building a nice estate for some peace and quiet. Unfortunately, this also comes with the sound of helicopters and construction and land movers and more. If that sounds familiar, our friends across the pond say this used to be a spot where everyone got along.
Mm.
But now people are spatting over trees and boundaries. Attorneys are involved.
Mm.
And there is a, quote, civil war among the super rich in the area.
Sounds like all of England's an HOA. That sounds fun.
Yeah, I mean,
help me.
Is this where we're supposed to
help
feel sorry for the super
you
rich?
Fake Tom Cruise for the first time, ladies and gentlemen. That will not happen again. Well, and I noticed the one on Alta Mesa. They leveled it. And the kiddo and I have theories about Long John Silver's as a institution.
Oh, okay.
But yet again, they're just rebuilding a new one. I don't know if Long John Silver's is a front. That remains to be seen, but they are revamping Long John Silver's. Yesterday unveiled its new logo, replacing the fish with a chicken, a very large chicken.
What?
On most of the logo. They insist their seafood items are not going away at Long John Silver's. They're just excited and hyping the new introduction of chicken. They're going to become a chicken place because that's what we need.
I was going to say, yeah.
It was either that or going to be a car wash or a storage unit facility. So Long John Silver's now for the chicken lover in you. Did they not learn anything from Uncle Herschel?
Huh?
I know. Good luck with that.
So we've got the Brenleys, the Baileys, the Levi's, the Bodies. So where are all the hunters out there? Busch Light is very, very concerned about this issue because the name has dropped in popularity by a whopping 93% in the last few years.
Hunter?
Hunter.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently it has a ring. They're very concerned. They're willing to pay up if you want to change your name. So how do you feel about this? Instead of Ken? Hey, Hunter.
Hi, JB.
Hey, Hunter. Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time my name's changed, even on the air.
Well, to sweeten the pot, they're giving out 19 years of free beer. Whoa. And will even pay for the entire operation, the paperwork and all that thing. It's not simple to change your name. It's not as easy as Ye makes it seem, or the Diddy.
I know like three Hunters, and I really don't know that many people.
Do you know any babies?
And add to it, I know some now K-pop demon hunters all over the place.
6-7!
That's right, 6-7, everybody. So as we continue to be on, because they're both in town this week, Keith Urban tomorrow night, Nicole Kidman in town, filming Lioness.
Spicy.
As we effort on the show, trying to get them back together in some sort of reconciliation, happy to say, don't say it's not possible, because just this past weekend on the red carpet, they walked it together. Ben and J-Lo.
Oh.
Ben Affleck and J-Lo reunited at the premiere of her new movie. And he's the producer of it, so that's why the affiliation.
So it was a business deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he produced the movie and she produced more drama. So, and
convenient.
Yeah, I saw, speaking of wrestling, somebody has made, you may have seen these too. Somebody's making these AI videos, a new version of AI video rolled out, like the next gen, like 2 days ago. And immediately I started seeing these all over the place fake wrestling videos. And the latest one I saw is Bob Ross wrestling Mr. Rogers. And I'm starting to think finally that wrestling may be fake. I'm not sure.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
I don't think that ever really happened.